easier sometimes, most of the time, when you're using a sat-nav. So the tech that's changed your life, please, 0800 111 40 41. And as I mentioned, we're talking about that amongst other things on the show this morning, because we're talking CFAX now. Do you miss it? Did you use it quite a lot back in the day? In 1974, it was the world's first teletext information service. So you had a bit of news on there, weather forecasts, the sports results, whenever you wanted. Couldn't really keep up with the internet age, however, and 10 years ago it was axed by the BBC. Now, though, in 2022, it has made a comeback thanks to Nathan Dane, who has rebuilt a working version online. And Nathan is with me now. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
Morning. So tell us then, when you came up with the idea to bring this back?
It would have been probably around about 2016. It was a right while ago now that I started working on this. It doesn't really take all that long to get it, to get the code started, but it's keeping it maintained is what takes the time. Because every so often it has to be, you know, if the website changes or whatever, it has to be updated to keep the system working.
Why did you decide to do this then?
Well, I've always been interested in recreating some of the older broadcast technologies and stuff. Because CFAX was the last teletext service to be switched off in my area in 2012, it's really the one that I remember the best. So, you know, it made sense for me to try and recreate it, and also just, you know, It's a useful thing to have, the simple news, the simple weather and sport information without all the extra stuff around the sides.
Yeah, you've got no pop-up ads and complete exactly. This survey and all of that. I'm on it right now and it takes you right back. So you've got that distinctive font and you've got the blue and yellow colours and you've got football on page 302, news headlines, news for the region, TV listings. So it is a real trip down memory lane as soon as you go on it. I bet you're pretty chuffed with the end result, aren't you?
Yeah, no, it seems to have turned out very well. That web viewer is by a guy, Alistair Cree, who's on the Teletext group. It's as close a recreation as it can ever, you know, be. It uses a proper Teletext feed on the back end and everything, so it's incredibly realistic. The code that I wrote is what generates the actual content for it. So, I think it's pretty close to the original thing.
It really is. It looks excellent. Is this something that you do in your sort of day-to-day life for your studies or for your work? Does it kind of feed into that, or are you just interested?
A lot of the time it's just a sort of a spare time project, but it has helped out in some of my, you know, like I sort of learned coding through this project. So even in what the work that I'm doing at the minute in digital signage and that, you know, it does play into that, you know, some of the, you know, being able to get content from websites and stuff is very useful, you know, because I can write some code to automatically use it elsewhere. So it has come in, even that side of it has come in very useful for me.
And how have people reacted to it? What sort of feedback have you been getting?
It's been very positive. I've had even a couple of ex-CFAX engineers have got in touch with me to tell me that, you know, I remember I used to edit, you know, this page, and there's been a few even have given me tips on how to fix, you know, certain issues and that. So that's been brilliant. A couple of people have got in touch to say, oh, my dad would love this. How can I get him set up to use this? All that kind of thing. And it's been really great.
Brilliant. How can people check it out for themselves who are listening this morning then and might not have heard about this before? What can they do to have a look if they want to?
If they want to have a look, you can jump onto my website, which is www.nathanmediaservices.co.uk/CFAX, and that'll bring you right to the page.
Excellent. And a great trip down memory lane it is as well. Well done with that, Nathan. Nathan Dane, who has rebuilt that working version of CFAX online. And you just need to go on that website address that Nathan's just read out on air if you want to check it out for yourself. We've been having a look, haven't we, Smithy? And I have to say, it's brilliant. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm just I've just typed in page 501. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. And after a brief wait, it's popped up with the page, and it's entertainment news.
Yes, I used to like the entertainment and the TV. I used to like the TV listings.
Hang on. I now want the top story, which is page 502.
Go on. Dum, 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 dum. Here it, those were the days, weren't they?
Numbers ticking round. And here we go.
It's the top story.
Golden Globes.
Yes.
West Side Story and the Power of the Dog win at subdued event.
They did it sort of all on Zoom, but there wasn't lots of VIPs there, was there, at the Golden Globes? Not like normal.
No, I mean, Zoom is another form of tech, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can remember several years ago going to the university in Colchester.